3, 2, 1. Good evening. How are you all doing this evening? You know who it is. It is Radical Mike. I know. I've been missing in action. Doing too much of anything, actually. Other than running the upholstery business, M&M custom upholstery for all of your custom upholstery needs in the North Valley, Midtown, and PhoenixStreetNews.com. This program is brought to you by PhoenixStreetNews.com, the Valley's news and entertainment directory that caters to bars, nightclubs, restaurants, other entertainment venues, and provides quality digital advertising for small businesses just like yours. But wait, that's right, there's more. Phoenix Street News is also your business printing center. For all of your business printing needs, business cards, flyers, banners, window treatment, food truck wraps and graphics, t-shirts and hats, it is PhoenixStreetNews.com. All right, now, what I am going to do is, in this particular episode entitled, What is a Real Man? This conversation has popped up a number of times on social media, and for some reason or another, people are having problems. Men, grown men, black men, are having problems defining what a man is. Not only what a man is, but what a real man is, what his job, what his purpose is. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to break this down for you as simple as possible, because I know some of you, that's right, are slow and not quick to catch on. So I'm going to try to go through this at a slow and methodical pace, one in which the average, I didn't finish high school, or like, what's his name? Charlemagne the God. I went to night school and stuff for a term or something like that. And y'all listening to Charlemagne the God and the Breakfast Club to get your information. Well, now it's time for you to, in fact, get some adult information. For some of you that are Kevin Samuel, rest in peace, patriots and soldiers of the truth, I welcome you. This program is also brought to you by ADOS, American Descendants of Slavery, ADOS, and the quest for reparation. Let it happen now. And that is a before election. That means Biden and Kamala, person of color, needs to not necessarily represent Brahmin Indians, but needs to represent the black folks that put her in office. We need that reparation check. Y'all need to executive order it, and everything's going to be fine. Otherwise, you don't get reelected. For the little bit that you've done for black people, Mr. Biden and Kamala, you will not be getting reelected. So that means whatever Republican, Trump, or whoever. So I think for the most part, America might need Trump. You might need a dictator retard to run America. You might just need America ran clean into the ground for now and forevermore to rest in peace. Because that's what having Trump at the helm is going to do. He's a reckless retard and a traitor. Can I say that part one more time? A reckless, lying, ridiculously retarded individual. That would be Donald the Trumpster. Anyway, so let's get on to this show, shall we? What is, in fact, a real man? What is a real man? What determines a real man? How is a real man determined? Well, okay, so we might have to start with some of the basics, some of the biology of man in his raw, purest state. He is the individual with the penis and the testicles. That is man. Like it or not, what degree of man the penis and testicles are attached to is yet to be determined. And we will, in fact, lay that out shortly in this program. Give you a full understanding of what a real man, not a facsimile of a man, but what a real damn man really is. And this doesn't necessarily go for just black men. This is a man in general. Don't get it twisted, although we are primarily talking about black men, but this could, in fact, be a great definition for all men. So shall we proceed? Now, this is totally, in my opinion, based on what the ancestral DNA has given me the freedom to say. Lest it not be for them and their intellect, I wouldn't be here to have this conversation with you. So shout out to the ancestors, my creators. All right, so now, what is a man? Well, we know he is the individual with the testicles and the penis. And what is his number one job in life? What is his number one job in life? I don't care what kind of man he is, where he come from, where he's going. What is his number one obligation? It's survival. His number one responsibility is to stay alive for the long haul. To live, in fact, a natural death. Not get run over, not get injured, not have a serious accident, not get his ass in a sling, not end up in the penitentiary. His main objective is to live long and free. Self-preservation. One of the other things that goes along with being a man is the four P's. And I know you're familiar with the four P's. If you listen to Kevin Samuels, or if you have listened to the Crimson Cure, you will in fact have heard the term the four P's. Now, in that first P, problem solving, man in his attempt to survive must indeed problem solve. He must examine his environment, see what it is his environment needs, and provide that which is necessary to give him one of the other P's of provision. Because if he can solve problems, his ability to stay alive, to exist, is much easier. Whereas a dumb man is not going to be able to solve problems. He is going to probably create problems. And as this survival of the fittest universe that we live in, he, the retard, will not make it. he will become a victim, a casualty, if you will, of life. Ain't no doubt about it. He will become a casualty. But it's okay, because only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. And the weak shall fall to side. Now, in his situation of survival, providing for himself, he also needs to protect himself. So he needs to be fit. He needs to be fit. He needs to be agile. He needs to be a warrior for the long haul, self-preservation. He has to understand this process of self-preservation. So his security mechanism, his ability to ward off issues is paramount. What is that fourth P? Oh, that's right. Procreation. Mm-hmm. He must, in fact, extend his lineage. Extending his lineage extends his survival. His predecessors expect him to do that. His ancestors expect him to carry on the lineage. That's what man's obligation is, as the Creator intended. Go out and multiply. That's right. Multiply or you die. You make the choice. Because as long as you have DNA on the planet, you are still here. As long as you have living lineage, your children and their children and their children's children, you will be here, alive and well. Your mentality, your likes and dislikes, your preferences, your skills will be here through your lineage lives you. They are your reincarnation, your children. Now, in this reincarnation procreation process, one has to choose a worthy mate, a worthy woman to facilitate in extending his lineage and his everlasting life until all hell breaks loose. Now, she has to be compatible. If he's short, she probably needs to be tall. Extending his lineage means that he may have to add some stature to his offspring. So he may want to choose a woman from taller stock. One that is intelligent. One that knows how to be a mother and a wife. One that possesses the skills and personality traits that a man needs. He needs a woman that's cooperative. He needs a woman that is feminine. He needs a woman that is submissive. He needs a woman that will have his children. And support him in his efforts in life 100,000%, as the Creator made Adam a helpmate. Not a ruler, not a dictator, not a what about me. Oh, everything is about you that is of me. What I get, you have. That's what about you. What about me? The spearhead of this operation. What about me? The master of this life direction. What about the man? Your job, my wife, is to make sure I'm calm, cool, and collective. That when I get to the home, it is straight as an arrow. That the kids have already been threatened with, wait until your dad gets home. We'll see how all of this works. See, it always pays off to be able to have the threat of the man, the ruler, the person that lays down the law in the home. You don't want to be on his bad side. He's been out slaying dragons all day. He's been out working hard. He has been out on the plantation all day. And when he get to the castle, he don't need no bullshit. And mama girl is supposed to have had all of that smoothed out. The kids can't wait until dad gets home. Oh, hi, Dad. Look what I did today. Look what I did today. Yes, that part. Make dad proud. Oh, look, Dad, I fell down and bust my head. See that knot? Oh, okay. Let's go. You put some ice on it? Yeah, he learns what to do with a little boo-boo. When he falls down and gets a bruise or gets his ass kicked at school from the bully, his father is there to give him instructions on how, in fact, to handle this perceived threat. This is what you gotta do, boy. That ain't a job that his mother can walk him through, talk him through, or get him through that situation. That ain't her job. Her job is, oh, my baby got his nose broke. Oh, does it hurt? His dad's position is, boy, what's wrong with you? You ain't got your guards up? You ain't got your guards up? You don't know how to protect your grill? What's up with you, boy? I'm going to have to put you in boxing lessons? All right, that's it. You go into karate class. Getting your ass kicked already. We can't have that. We got to sharpen up your skills, bro. And your confidence. Yeah, that's right. So that's what a dad is going to do. Mom ain't going to know shit about that. So a man, a real man, knows that his job is to plan a path for the future. Not only plan a solid path for the future, a solid plan that is productive and prosperous and gives back to the tribe, to the family, to the community. That's a real man's job. To assure that he has social capital. It is, in fact, a real man's job to protect his family and protect his community. Build wealth to be passed down to his children and their children. To get his children involved in that process. Whatever business he knows, they know by default. The family business is important. So in understanding the real man, you don't have to worry about the real woman, because a real man is going to be able to choose a real woman, because he's going to have real questions for her. Are you ready to be a wife? Do you have children? How many? Are you prepared to have mine? Nobody wants to be a stepfather without the possibility of being a father. A lot of times, stepchildren need a father image in their presence. Children need to see the man, woman, husband, wife relationship so that they can in fact pattern their lives. They have seen the nurturing and love and affection of a man with a woman, with his wife in their home. They understand what family means, what family activities mean, and why they're important, because they are programming them to pursue those same objectives in their life, to choose a good man with a plan, a direction that can take the family from rags to riches if necessary. That is the position of a man. It is the position of a woman to let her daughter, let her son see how a woman is treated and how a woman treats her husband, their father, in the home. These things make for a functional family and community. Take the real man out of the equation, which is what we've done in America, in Black America, for the last 40, 45 years, since the 70s, since the welfare state, since feminism, since no-fault divorce. Oh, I have irreconcilable differences. Oh, shit, it's irreconcilable differences. I'm not happy is not a reason to dissolve a marriage. There is nothing in the marriage vows anywhere that says your ass is supposed to be happy. Happy is a feeling. Happy is a state of mind. Happy is an emotion. You can turn that happy shit on and off. You can be happy you just alive. You can be happy that you got somebody that is going to come home to you faithfully. You can be happy for that, because them, in fact, providing, protecting, planning, is their show of love, of love. Their actions speak of their love. Your actions as a wife reflects your love. Not what you say, oh, I love you, baby, or what you're doing dumb shit. You may be working a job too, I understand that. I work a job too, I think I gotta get a second one. I groom the landscape around the house and make sure the cars are cool and straight, washed and everything. Oh yeah. I do those things in spite of having my job, in spite of having my business. I do all of those kind of things as well. So we have multiple chores in the life and in the environment that we live. No longer is it an environment where on the average one person, one income is going to take care of everything. That ain't the kind of world we live in. Inflation and everything is going to outpace that. You must have a second, third, or fourth income coming in the house. Now, when you get people, you get black women and stuff and other women in this modern women, modern woman society. Well, oh my God, I'm not going to work. I can't do no work. If a man ain't paying everything, well, without a man, you are paying everything. Without a man, you are paying 100%, and not only are you paying 100%, you are hustling a couple of other men to chip in while you're calling yourself independent. You got a couple of niggas on the side that when they find out about each other, is about to be a murder over you. Why? You ain't worth that. You ain't worth that. Are you worth being somebody's wife? That's where your value comes in. As a single woman, you have like zero value. You just about another hoe that somebody finna chip you off and hit that and going about their business. That's about what's going to happen. So a lot of women on the lightweight prostitution calling themselves independent women and bosses. Well, men don't need bosses. They really don't. And until some of you women figure out what men want and what men need, you get rid of the damn weave. You get rid of the extra damn talons. You get rid of the extra damn eyelashes. You get rid of the extra waist trainer and just damn train your ass to not eat so damn much. You get rid of the extra damn ass. Extra ass is all in the way. Extra ass makes sex an issue. Makes it work. Makes it complicated. With all that extra shit in the way. Extra gut. Extra butt. Too damn extra. Y'all need to pay attention. Y'all need to maybe ask men what y'all like so y'all can be about that. But now y'all ask each other. Y'all ask women what they like. And y'all playing with what the women like. Looking like transgenders and damn, what's the other cabaret drag queens. Y'all looking like drag queens and transgenders instead of looking like real women. Y'all made up to the point where when you come out the shower and everything, you're like, what the fuck? Who is this bitch? Nobody even know who you are. You don't know who you are because you're too busy trying to pretend you're something that you're not. You're not the white girl. And a lot of times, black men are getting with white women just because they want family. They want family, children, to be fathers. And y'all playing games. And look at America. Look at black America in the last 40, 45 years. Look at the chaos. Look at the murder rate. Women have done a miserable job over the last 40, 45 years of being head of the household. It is time for a new fucking order. Man up. She don't get married, don't be sticking her. Don't be sticking her at all. She ain't worthy of the dick in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Let her get some toys and play with that ass because she ain't ready for a real man, a real penis, and his real lineage. That's what she ain't ready for. Until next time, it is Radical Mike. And what's up, Radical Mike Show? What's up is an acronym for With History, America's True Self. Unfolds painfully. This program is brought to you by PhoenixStreetNews.com and WOW, Wasted on Wheels, mobile bartendering service. Get with us. Good night.